This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said on Sunday it would continue to allow Gazans to evacuate south, and hundreds of thousands had already moved as its troops readied for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip in retaliation for unprecedented attacks. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened Israel's expanded emergency cabinet for the first time on Sunday. Israel has vowed to annihilate the militant group Hamas after its fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, shooting men, women and children, and seizing hostages. Some 1,300 were killed in the onslaught in the worst attack on civilians in the country's history. Israel responded with the most intense bombardment into Gaza it has ever seen. Gaza authorities said more than 2,300 people had been killed, a quarter of them children. 1 million people had reportedly left their homes.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Egypt's president criticized Israel's military operation in Gaza in a stern pushback Sunday to the United States. The criticism comes as America's top diplomat extended his frantic travels across the Mideast trying to prevent war with Hamas from igniting a broader regional conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday after visiting Jordan, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt that everyone is determined to stop a spillover of the conflict between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas.
What I've heard from virtually every partner was a determination, a shared view that we have to do everything possible to make sure this doesn't spread to other places.
Addressing reporters in Cairo, Blinken reaffirming Israel's right to defend itself and also protecting civilians. This is VOA News. A Russian governor has been reported to authorities. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports she said out loud and in public there's no need for the Ukraine war.
Natalia Komarova, governor of the Shantymansiysk region and a member of Putin's governing party, is accused of discrediting the armed forces after telling residents the country wasn't prepared and has no need for its war in Ukraine. Critics are calling on authorities to investigate the remarks, but Komarova is not facing any charges so far. A video shows her making the comments while speaking to a soldier's wife who claims that the men mobilized to fight are poorly prepared for the front line. Komarova is seen telling residents they hadn't been prepared for the invasion, comments that quickly spread online, leading pro-war activists to denounce her to authorities. Russia, at the start of the war, approved legislation which outlaws disparaging the military. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck western Afghanistan just over a week after strong quakes and aftershocks killed thousands of people and flattened entire villages. Aid agency Save the Children said four people died in Sunday's trembler in Herat province, with the regional hospital receiving more than 150 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake's epicenter was outside Herat, the provincial capital, and was very deep. Earthquakes on October 7th flattened villages in the province in what was one of the most destructive quakes in Afghanistan's recent history. As votes continue to be counted in Liberia, VOA Scott Walterman says regional bloc ECOWAS this weekend warned candidates against any premature declarations of victory.
Liberians voted on October 10th on whether or not to re-elect football legend George Weah, the favorite to win for a second term as president, as well as choosing their new parliament. ECOWAS and the African Union congratulated the government and the Election Commission for organizing the peaceful vote, marked by enthusiasm and a high participation rate. The vote count is now underway, with the final outcome to be announced within 2 weeks. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The United Nations humanitarian chief says Sudan's war between the military and powerful paramilitary group has killed up to 9,000 people and created one of the worst humanitarian nightmares in recent history. Martin Griffiths' comment Sunday marked the sixth-month anniversary of the war, which has forced millions of people to flee their homes either to safer areas inside Sudan or in neighboring countries. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.